What's going on, everybody? You're listening to the Bourbon Misfits. I am Raw Star, and I'm of course joined with my excellent co-host, CW. And we actually have a Twitch streamer today that I met the same day as one of our past guests. She's a wonderful human being. I believe I've known her for about maybe about almost 3 years now, which as time has flew. And her name is Nesba. How you doing today, Nesba?
Oh my God, I'm amazing. Thank you for having me.
So, for everybody out there in the world that don't know who you are, and that is a cruel, cruel thing for them not to, tell everybody about yourself.
Okay, let's see. I started streaming in 2015, but then I took a break and then I started again in I think 2016 or 2017, and I stream mainly League of Legends and maybe some like IRL here and there. And I love, I don't know, cats. I'm a crazy cat lady. I swear a lot. I don't know what else would you say about me?
You do swear a lot,
I
like,
do. I have a potty mouth.
because like everybody knows I'm trying to quit, and so it seems like the majority of streamers I watch, like, they swear a lot, so it's like they're getting out the cuss word for me.
Oh, I thought I was a bad influence almost. You don't think?
I mean, you do curse, but or you always say you say ASS a lot.
That's true. I
You're
feel like I
always talking
say,
about like F me and ASS.
yeah, it's true.
You do say that word a lot. I mean,
I got that part from other streamers too. So it's kind of, I guess it depends who you watch, but I don't know how to stop swearing. It's hard.
it's for me, it's more of a control, and that's why I started counting. And that's the same thing I tell a different streamer: if you count them, you believe you like you'll see how many cuss words you actually say during the day.
Yeah, I need to cut back because I mean, I actually don't put my stream as for mature audiences either. So
You're
I don't know if
pretty
that like
mature.
matters or not, you know?
I believe you should, because you curse way too much for that.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, not many kids watch League, right? It's all about
Yeah, they
Fortnite.
do.
You think?
I mean, wasn't like CW has been like no like idea what we're talking about, but like isn't a 15-year-old, like a 15, 16-year-old, like one of the most like was like wasn't she like massive a few years ago or something like that?
What, like, wait, what do you mean? Like, what did you, wait, what?
In League, it
15?
was a 15, like a 14, 15-year-old that was like master's level.
What was his name? Do you remember?
I don't remember her name. I just know it was a female. She murdered everybody. She's playing mid lane.
Was it like the Sona player?
That was a mid lane player. I don't know who she played. I
She,
just
because
heard
I
about
remember hearing about a girl that played like mid lane Sona that might have gone Challenger or something.
it. Yeah.
Maybe that's her. But I mean, I feel like everybody, at least in the streams I go into, or maybe the people that even stream it, they're usually like above 18 now. But then if you look at like Fortnite, right? The World Cup winners, what was 14 or 13?
See, and the thing is, like, because CW just said Fortnite over here, and I can't play Fortnite. I can't even look at this. It's hard for me to play, because I know there's two games that I told you that I cannot watch that you play. It's just, no matter who plays it, it's that DBD and that Fortnite, I just can't watch.
I know. Well, it's okay. Yeah, Fortnite, especially now, it's just so hard. Everyone's just so good. It's no room for noobs. Even in like normal games, you get those tryhards, and it's just like not fun anymore. Especially if you don't know how to build, right? And then DBD, it's kind of like, what do you play when you're tilted from League, right? There's like no games now out, in my opinion.
And the thing is, everybody's playing. Like, I don't think anybody play Aspect Legends anymore.
Oh,
Apex
Apex?
Legends.
I mean, it's like kind of still alive. It copied, I think, a decent amount from Fortnite, but it's, I forgot how they fell off the hype real quick.
But But to jump on something else really quick, I know CW, we talked about this on a few times we had Twitch streamers on. Like, he said as a kid, he was not able to, like, since he wasn't able to play, he just feels weird watching.
I mean, oh, just watching?
Kids sometimes, like, watching. And being like, hey, can I play? No.
Oh, you mean like you would want to play with the streamer kind of thing?
No, he meant like when he was a little kid, you know how if you have an older sibling or something like that and you're not able to play with them, mm-hmm. or adult, and they're just sitting back playing a video game and they just make you sit there and watch them play.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
And so that's his viewpoint on many gaming consoles, you know, people play online and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He just feels weird.
Oh, you think? Well, okay, so you made me realize, like, when I was younger, my older brother, he's like 3 years older than me, and I was literally always watch him play video games because I was either too young or we only had one computer. So I don't know, I guess it depends, like, what game it is, and I guess if you just like watching video games. But like, Twitch is so much, like, didn't it not start as a gaming platform, right?
No, because like me and CW had a partnership on it. When was this? That was
like
4 years
ago.
That wasn't 4 years
ago. No, 7 years ago.
Yeah, Justin TV, right?
No, 7 years ago. We were at 215.
8 and a half.
Time flies.
So eight and a half, 9 years ago, we were on Justin TV, and mm-hmm. we had a partnership on there. So he used to front page us every Thursday.
Damn.
And then we got kicked off because someone posted a link in the chat, and I clicked it by accident, and it popped up, and it was something that was that wasn't TOS. And we got removed because it popped up.
Wow.
And this is before like they did all the subscriptions and stuff like that. Like, we got in because somebody I work with knew the owner of Justin TV.
Oh, wow.
So he just said, hey, can you front page my friend's page? He was like, cool. And so we were just front page. I still got all the emails and correspondence of all this. So it's just like, it's like weird. And then that's when I took the hiatus, because we got kicked off and was like, well, F Justin TV. I didn't come back until somebody who was playing League of Legends said, hey, come play with us. Download this game. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, really? That's how you got into League?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, somebody who I wanted to have relations with told me to download League.
So did you guys do a podcast originally? Or what did you guys do together on Justin?
Well, me and CW have been doing random stuff over the last decade because, like, me and him started doing a radio show.
I don't know.
we're known. Like, you recognize, like, people, like, have actually walked up to me and said, how can you look at this? And, like,
you know.
We used to do this radio show in college, whatever, and
everything is badly.
We did a radio show in college, and like they was like, well, first time it was my fault, we got kicked off, and the second time it was CW's fault, and that's back when I was going by DJ Duck. We were radio, so DJ Duck and DJ Eclipse. Even though I've been using Raw Star for as long as you've been alive,
yeah,
I've been Raw Star for about since you were two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how are you longer than that? I am old. And and then we parted ways, and I moved out here, and he came out here. And then I was like, well, since we're living in Burbank, and we used Burbank Misfits, and then we just started the YouTube show. And like, one of our videos ended up on the Huffington Post. And oh. Like, actually, like, by some places, we're known, like, as a media outlet, quote-unquote.
The dream.
Yeah, we're known as a media outlet.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
So you guys said you have a
the
YouTube
bar
channel?
Bar is so low.
So you have a YouTube channel that you...
Yeah, we had... Well, yeah, what's up? We did a YouTube channel, and like as the same thing is like, we got partnered, not partnered, but what's the word? Whatever, wherever it is when you get money from it. We got that
money, like monetization.
When we got on, we were able to, I'm going to say partner, to partner our show to get paid for it.
We have like one?
Yes, we did.
We did.
We talked about that already.
Sure, we did. Yeah, we talked about that, remember?
No, because the difference is like, my other channels would pull in about like 6K a month, and that's what helped fund my other job, whatever.
God damn, yeah.
But like the one that we did will pull in probably like 100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
What? I didn't know that. I really didn't even know that.
At most.
Oh man. But I kind of owe this to Joy, the Raw Star, so I don't really mind.
It's still something,
though.
Yeah, okay. Okay, KFC, Popeyes, really? I mean, they are. It does that. Dang. $100?
I mean, our most popular video that we posted up, probably made about in total 2K over time.
Over time.
That's over the entire.
Wait, hold on.
Over the entire.
Now I don't owe you $2,000.
Over time. So that's
okay, but I saw $0.
Well, what made that different, though?
This is a special podcast.
Over time.
Mm-hmm. Over time. Okay.
So it was probably like...
How much money of that did I see over time?
You told money.
Over time. How much? $0 over time. Oh, man. I'm just like what?
Oh no.
Knockout girls. You didn't. Oh.
Gotta buy him a dinner now.
I'm just like your laughing slave, huh? Man, Rockstar. How long have I known you?
Think you're gonna lose him now.
I don't know. 20 years?
Oh my God.
Literally?
Oh. Oh. 20 years.
No.
I'm not paying for nothing.
I think it's that much over time. No, because ours didn't make that much money. The other
you
night.
You don't have any toil.
What about doing podcasts on like Mixer, huh? What do you think about Mixer now?
You know, I don't know if you remember Cute New. You remember her?
I don't think so.
She used to come to your stream a lot.
Wait, say the name again?
Cute Noob.
It sounds familiar.
So she's been on Mixer for about over a year now. So I knew about it since then. But I never this is the same thing with Caffeine. I just never really liked the platform. So the platform is always seeing weird to me. So that's why I really couldn't get into actually trying to enjoy. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's banging all over the place.
You're making a lot of noise behind me. it just never seemed like a good platform. That's why I always enjoy just watching Twitch. Mm-hmm. And it's like, have you ever seen Caffeine's platform?
I don't think so. How was it? What did she do on Mixer? Like, did she pop off?
She still uses Mixer. She just quit Twitch Completely. Now she just uses Mixer.
So she must really like it. Like, how many has she, like, blown up? Like, what, did she play League?
Last I checked, she played, I forget what she played. I know she did a lot of IRL stuff, too. By the way, you did an IRL one yesterday at a place that we're currently at right now.
Wait, what do you mean a place? You're at the gym? Wait, you're at a gym?
Because Mr. CW is a business owner, and he owns a fantastic fitness area over here in North Hollywood, California.
Ooh.
And, he's a fitness trainer.
Let me get that free gym membership, huh?
No, you don't need a membership. You just, schedule time with him. And then, if you want to work out, like, 3 times a week, he can set it up for you. He'll be here and he'll train you to your ultimate, you know, and get wow. you.
Wait. Is that CW's like main, because he's a business, right? Is that his like main thing he does, or?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Ooh. Do you have like Instagram and stuff?
Yes. CC Fitness LA.
Oh, okay. Dope.
CC Fitness LA on everything. You've got a website.
That's correct.
How many, do you only have like one gym, or? Because I know gyms are. Gym.
So far. It's one gym so far out here in LA.
Because I'm sure it's like super difficult to open a gym, right? Or no? How would you?
It's a lot easier than you think.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah. It was surprisingly for a personal training studio. Yeah. It depends on the area. Like, I know in Burbank, that's not too far from where I'm at right now. It's a little more difficult, but in North Hollywood, they don't really care.
Because I have some, my roommates are both the twins, they're both personal trainers, and right now they do mobile training, but they also just found a gym that opened up. But I live in the Bay Area and it's super expensive. And it's expensive in LA, but you know, I was just curious.
Oh, I heard the Bay is pretty expensive.
Oh yeah, it's pretty bad. Okay, because it just seems like, right, to get all the equipment, and then, I don't know, if you have to...
Yeah, the equipment can kind of get expensive, but you can find the deals. It depends on what you want to do, and
mm-hmm.
what you're trying to do with your clients, with your clientele. Because some people can just have a few things and throw down some, like, AstroTurf.
Padding and stuff? Oh, okay. That's cool. I guess it depends, like, how much space... you really want,
yeah, right?
Because then you just work with what you got.
I mean, but it's like if you walk around here, it's like enough space to do everything, because my man has a area for boxing, you know, a little area. You got the pull up area, you got the weight area.
Mm-hmm.
You have your little like cardio.
You made it sound huge.
I mean. Or it's small, but it's that area for everything. So anyway, so what else do you do out here in this world, Nessa?
What do you mean? Like what I do in my free time, or?
I mean, like, yeah, because you play video games. Are you, do you consider yourself a full-time streamer, or what do you?
Well, I'm trying it out to be full-time. I have money saved up, and you know, it's obviously I don't pay rent. I'm lucky enough to where I live in like a family friend's house to where I don't pay rent, but I help out and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. But I had an internship. I have a degree in urban development from SF State. So I've been just watching so many videos, just like do what you love. Life is too short. So I figured, why not try it out? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Instead of, you know, go all in, you could always pull back, take away, try it out. It's going good. Like, I think, you know, sometimes you hold yourself back. And so I'm trying to try new things and be like, for example, I did the gym stream yesterday and I was super nervous about doing it, but it went well, you know? So I think
I saw you were doing it, but I wasn't home. So like I was just hoping that nobody came in there and, you know, was being the creeper.
Yeah, actually it wasn't too bad, surprisingly. Like I thought it was gonna be worse, but it wasn't bad at all, to be honest.
I mean, that's good. I know, like, I don't know if, so she has, like, I'm not her friend. She has a person, I'm not gonna give him the benefit of the name thing, but she has a person that comes in there and, like, is toxic a lot. Like, he makes, like, at least 20 accounts in a day, mm-hmm. just to try to troll her channel.
Wow.
Well, okay, so, okay, I don't know if I would call him toxic. I don't, the word, he's more of, like, pathetic. Because, okay, so he's a kid, and he's not originally, like, my, I guess, Twitch stalker. Yeah, it was from another streamer friend of mine, and so essentially, it's this kid who has too much time on his hands, and he goes around to multiple people in mostly, like, my team int streams, and he'll make a ton of accounts and try and talk and be weird, and you have to keep banning them. But it's gone better because I just turned off my follows and I made a requirement for email verification, which I thought I had on, but I didn't. So it gives him more loopholes or to run through. So it's gone better, but yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
It's just ridiculous. He goes through all that, he or she goes through all that trouble just to be an a-hole.
But that's what some people find fun, I guess.
Yeah, but I think personally I've banned him probably 40, 50 times.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. And Twitch can't do anything. They don't do IP bans, so.
Yeah, and that's one thing I believe they should do. But, you know, you can always change your IP, though.
Yeah, it just gives people, like, more of a, you know, another barrier to run through. But I also think, yes, people have, like, dorms and schools, I guess, have, like, the same IP address. But, you know, you can make exceptions to the rule, I think. And it still would be more helpful. Plus, and like with, like, banning people, they shouldn't even be, like, allowed to view your stream at all. But right now, all they can do is just not chat, but they can still watch your stream. And I think that would help, too. So I don't know why they haven't done that.
Well, I believe that it's hard to do that because there's so many ways around that as far as using, like, incognito window and
mm-hmm.
all that other stuff like that. So even if they did it that way, they could still view your stream.
That's true.
Different platforms.
I think it would still, like, help, right? Just, like, a little bit, but I don't know how difficult that might be for them to actually.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
So since we're talking about video games, what got you into playing League of Legends?
Okay, so I originally played World of Warcraft, and then I had a boyfriend, my first boyfriend, in high school, junior or senior year, he played League and slowly got me into League. And then I completely dropped WoW because that was around the time of, like, Wrath of the Lich King. And then it kind of went downhill after that. And I've just went ham on it ever since. But, you know, I started playing support, like, apparently all girls do. But I feel like support's, like, the best role to learn the game in, especially, like, with a friend or whoever. But I didn't start playing ranked until, like, a year or two after I was playing it. And then I got Silver 3, and I thought I was so good. I know, but I'm really hard stuck plat right now. It's rough. You gotta climb in the beginning of the season, you know?
See, I don't really rank. And I usually just hit Silver, and I quit. When I was looking at my MMR,
mm-hmm.
the MMR is the level that you are supposed to be at as far as your playstyle.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody mm-hmm. out there? And my MMR is early in my rank. I'm playing with, like, silver ones and gold fives. And like my account was like in bronze, but I'd never rank.
Oh yeah. So yeah, my MMR is super bad. Like, you also know by, at least in ranked, how much LP you gain, right? And I went from gaining like 19, which is decent, to gaining like 16. And so I think if I hit 14, I'll demote. So
when I rank, I get 30.
Damn. Yeah, that's a lot.
And I lose like 6.
Oh, that's because you don't rank very often, huh? So you just like every once in a while you get the win. Practicing norms, you know?
So, yeah, I mean, like, I never flex either, and I know I played one flex game and I skipped the entire division, but, like, since I never did it before, they placed me in, like, the lowest one, and then I just skipped over even doing the win, like, 5 games. I just skipped that completely.
Yeah, that's hard to do. Like, even on my... I don't think I've even skipped on my alt, but she's like gold 4. But nowadays, like, if we're just talking about like girls, they're getting like masters now. Or like, what's it, grandmaster? It's like diamond and then is it grandmaster, I think? And like, because like back in the day, a girl or getting diamond is like, was like crazy. And now it's almost like expected, I feel.
I mean, it's, so there's a streamer out there that me and her both love to watch. And she was actually hanging out with a few weeks ago. Sophia Bach. And she's ranked really high.
Yeah, she got diamond like a few weeks ago.
So.
It kind of depends on like over the seasons. Like, right, if I was gold, then if I end gold, I can get plat way easier. And then if I end plat this season, like mid-high, I can get probably diamond way easier, you know, and then so on and so forth. But oh no, I feel like League is, I don't know if it's dying, but I just feel like the community is different than the Fortnite community, because the Fortnite community, they host lower streamers, it's, there's more people watching, and the bigger streamers kind of share the love, whereas I feel like the League, like bigger League streamers don't. I don't know if you would agree, but...
I believe that League is slowing down, mainly because there's so many things wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the platform goes. And then there's a lot of... they've gotten better about like taking people off who are blatantly racist or sexist or things of that nature. You know?
That's bad. Oh, especially with the if you have a name that's a girl, you get flamed so hard. I don't know if you've seen like stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, like one of my friends, he's a big fan of an Asian group called, like, they have someone named Crystal in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to just get Crystal as his screen name, his lead name.
Yeah.
And like And he's a really, because he was platform, and like but when he played with me sometimes, if he like didn't gank, whenever like he got it a lot, and I'm like they don't realize you a male.
Yeah, and it's weird because I don't know, like being a girl on the internet is so strange, because it's like people, you know, there's a ton of girls on Twitch, and you can argue that I don't think it's easier. Maybe it was like when it first started, but I don't think it's easier. And like most of the top streamers are men, right? Like in IRL, professional gaming, obviously, and stuff like that. So, but then it's just like, I don't know what people want. Are girls just still not supposed to play video games? Are we not supposed to?
Honestly, I probably, you might agree with this. They don't want females to do anything almost.
Yeah.
This is something domestic.
Yeah, it's just like we're bad if we like do something that a guy does, but
you can't play a video game, you can't play sports, you can't referee.
Yeah.
It's especially bad like if you bring any type of like femininity to it, even if you don't like outwardly sexualize yourself, like even if you make it more like cutesy, there's some guys that hate on that, but it's just like, yeah. If we don't make it cutesy, then you're like, oh, you're like, you know, you get like comments, people be like, oh, are you a guy? Are you trans? Like if you're like more of a tomboy. So it's like, either way we don't win.
Yeah, it's like, it's all the way around. Because like, if you are blessed with a good buzz, whatever, people automatically say you're a movie streamer, whatever. Even if you are fully clothed, yeah. They can't see the top mm-hmm. of your bust, whatever. They'll say that, whatever. And then if you, like what you just said, if you're
no boobs.
you know, you like to like this, sit back and relax, whatever. And even if you're flat chested, you get that. Are you a boy or are you a lesbian and stuff like that? And it's mm-hmm. kind of like, why can't you just sit back and enjoy the game and or just communicate with the streamer? Because some streamers, I'm not gonna say all, love who will come through and say hello, even especially if they have smaller communities, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, especially like, it's every like little thing. So like, even wearing makeup, right? There's girls who wear every like, no makeup, a little bit of what, you know, a ton of makeup, whatever. But then if you don't wear makeup, guys will say, you need makeup, or why aren't you wearing makeup? Or you would get more views if you wear makeup. And then if they do wear, you know, too much makeup or maybe like colorful eye makeup, they'll be like, you have a mask on. Why are you wearing so much makeup? And I'm like, it's like, what do you want? Do you want makeup? Do you not want makeup? Like, we're not trying to like please you, but I think, just, yeah, being a girl on the internet, you have to have a thick skin.
I just think some people are just insecure about themselves. They try to make it seem like they need to, or it's a requirement for them to be mm-hmm. somebody who they might never meet in real life, and or like they say that, oh, I'm not this and that. I got a girlfriend, whatever. But they're just sitting at home by themselves, playing with themselves. So it's yep. kind of like, you know.
It's all about them, right? But yeah. Wait, okay, what about you guys with, okay, I was curious. So what do you think about, do you care, like, how much makeup a girl wears? Or, like, it, like your personal preference, you know what I mean? Or do you care more of, like, if her eyebrows are, like, too thick, but you don't care that she has eyebrows, but they're, like, not well done or something? Do you care if, or have a preference, I would say, if, like, how much a girl, makeup girl wears that you see? Is there a preference?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, I prefer no makeup.
Mm-hmm.
If she wants to wear makeup, who am I to say you can't wear makeup or you should wear makeup? So I just keep that opinion mostly to myself.
Yeah.
No, for me, it's like, I'm not gonna lie, I like lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
But like I want someone to be comfortable with themselves. So, I mean, I don't mind it. Like, if they do, they don't. I do feel that some people go overboard with it.
I mean, I'm in love with a beat face. If somebody knows how to do it really well,
mm-hmm.
they do it, I'm like, oh, well, that's great.
Yeah, because in my mind, right, like, when they put on makeup, it's, sure, it might be to, like, cover insecurities, maybe, or because it's fun, but also it's, like, shows that, wow, they're, like, putting more effort into their appearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, should be more attractive, but then people will talk down on it, and it's confusing, you know?
That's true. That is confusing.
Because then no makeup, you'll be, like, well, maybe you, like, should wear it, because then, oh, you're tired, oh, you need concealer. Guys can wear makeup, too, like, maybe, I don't know, concealer, make them less tired. But...
Yeah.
It's like a.
I just put on skin cream, so.
Yeah, it's just.
When I used to act, I used to be an actor. Speaking of that, I got to give you a card today. But I used to be an actor and on stage, and we used to have to wear all that stage makeup, so wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I just feel like, do you think the guys who outwardly hate or talk shit or whatever about girls who wear makeup, do you think it's, what kind of guys do you think they are that have like that much, like, it's okay like to not like a girl that wears makeup, but the people that like talk about it and like will talk shit, you know what I mean, what kind of guys do you think those are?
I think that's how some people are raised, honestly.
Sometimes I ask them, I've known people like that, and I ask them where their mom is.
Ooh.
And sometimes for some of those guys, they have a weird kind of viewpoint of their mom, it seems, a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, guys I know that this happened to, their mom's out of the picture, or she's not, like, super, super, super involved.
Mm.
Like, or their father is very dominant.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that word, dominant to the mother, whatever, and they feel that that is the way they should be toward every female, and it's like, no, I mean, like, no.
They just like lack respect. Well, do you think? What was I going to say? That these guys like. Do you think they get girls or not?
I think they do because sometimes, you know, there's a woman out there that's kind of like, oh yeah, these girls with all this makeup, I fucking hate them. And she's like, oh, I hate me wearing makeup.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. That's so true. There are girls like that.
But it's also guys who treat the girl who they want to be with and every other female out there in the world differently. Then there are some females who are very, very, very submissive to people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care. They just accept it. You know, and then they just go about their day with like, yeah, he does this, but I love
him. It's kind of amazing how kind of desperate people are for love, and there's like literally billions of people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people just like, oh yeah, I just have to get over it. This, I'm supposed to make it work, I guess.
I don't want to be alone.
Yeah, I don't want to spend 45 minutes on my makeup every morning. And he doesn't want me to wear lip gloss.
What? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe if like, oh, if I want to like make out, right? But I just think a guy and a girl, if they're together, they should, you know, take criticism like, I don't like it when you wear purple eyeshadow, then okay, maybe like don't wear it as much, but you could wear like a different color that he would like. But that's like totally preference. It's not should be so not demanding, I guess, is a word for it, right?
That's true. It's easier if you suggest like, hey, maybe try, because thing is like maybe you're doing this on both sides. Maybe you're seeing something one way, you're not exposed to the other way. Maybe if you relax a little bit, you'd be like, oh, this is actually fine. We found a happy medium.
Yeah. I think it's bad, like, if a girl doesn't, you know, is not okay or comfortable with, like, going outside with no makeup. Like, I'll go to the gym, no makeup. But I like to stream with makeup because I'm like, that's when I feel the most badass, you know what I mean? Like, I'll go outside, I'll do things with no makeup, but it's fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, I feel like the medium and just not caring. I don't know. But yeah, it's just, it's hard with guys and girls. I used to hate on, in high school, I was really bad at doing makeup and I would hate on girls who would wear more makeup than me. And then I realized it was just like a jealousy thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like that for other people, but I don't know what, if it's like that for guys, like in a sense of like, well, the girls were, she's trying too much.
I don't think as far as, like, we don't look at males and say they're wearing too much this or that. Some people might say,
I think sometimes when somebody, a guy's too polished.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Too polished, if his hair is too.
Too on point.
Too on point.
Like, too, like, kind of metro, like, super metro.
Yeah. So it's like, you really take care of yourself and you look really clean, and your hair is really sharp, and you shave, and you don't look, your skin doesn't look oily at all. You must mm-hmm. you must be off. You can't be like a manly man, because manly men are dirty, right?
Yeah, they would call them what? Like maybe they'd be like, "Oh, you're gay" or something.
Yeah,
or,
you're kind of feminine, huh? You androgynous, and he's like, "No, man, I'm wearing a suit. I don't get it."
I think it's becoming more like in because of like the K-pop, and like girls are really into like the K-pop guys now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I think I see that and I'm like,
And I think a lot
of it makes sense to me.
I think a lot of the K-pop, as far as some of the dudes, I think some of them are, like you just said, gay or whatever.
Did I say that?
You said people might, no. I said people might look at someone and say,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they might look at them and say, oh, they're gay.
I mean, some of those guys got some really pretty faces.
Yeah, they're just like super metro, right? I mean,
yeah. And so it's, so if you look too good, it's like,
well, who doesn't want gray skin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys, like, so I'm on like a skincare Reddit, and some people are talking about like, yeah, guys can get into skincare too. Like, it's not bad to want nice skin. Like, it's okay to want to take care of yourself, but it's not gay or makes you less masculine, you know?
Guys aren't taught to, we're not taught to take care of anything. Like your hair, cut it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cut it or grow it.
Your hair grow it.
You clean yourself. I mean, you can use soap.
There yeah. That's true. Guys are like almost not given any tools, and then women are given like too much, you know?
Yeah, there's like, you gotta, it's like, I can roll out of bed. She's like, oh, I have to do all these things before it's socially acceptable for me to step out the door. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, eh, I need a shower today.
I mean, you don't have to shower every day, unless, I mean, I don't know if you smell, but.
I'm trying to think, did I really not shower today, though? No, I did not.
It's okay.
Yeah, I need to shower. It's pretty hot.
Oh, I know.
I don't smell them, so.
I'm going to shower after this.
I think I woke him up when it's Sunday.
Oh no, I was up. I went to vegan fair for, I need to step in, left back, right back out, front left. Then, you know.
Oh, a vegan fair?
Yeah. We're going kind of vegan tomorrow.
Oh, good luck. That's going to be rough, huh? Are you ready?
It's not that hard to me. I like plants.
Mm-hmm. I like plants.
Me too.
I like fruits. I like vegetables.
I like
as far as protein goes, I have like this pea protein that tastes like dirt, but.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Pea protein. It's kind of gross. Do you like, I mean, tofu, I guess? Do you like tofu?
Oh, no, I don't mess with tofu.
I like some vegan food. It's just like, it's a lot of, I just cannot do. And like,
you should go to Veggie Grill.
I think I could go vegetarian eventually. Like, that's not hard to me. I like tofu, though.
if any vegetarians,
I don't like the texture.
I could probably do pescatarian. But at the end of the day,
fish?
I love fish.
That's good. I love fish too.
Yeah, I love fish. I can't go like out like without that.
What about, let's see, what would be like a typical vegan like meal for the day, right? Breakfast, I don't know, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
I mean, for me, what I'm gonna do is oatmeal and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably gonna snack on some fruits and stuff, and then some vegetables and sweet potato, and then for lunch, and then for dinner maybe a white potato and some vegetables or some beans.
Oh, beans! Yeah, beans are good. Well, do you like mushrooms? Simple. I hate mushrooms. I like every vegetable but mushrooms. I can't, or fungi, I guess it's considered, yeah. But.
I'm like, sometimes with them. I'm like, oh, sometimes I don't mind mushrooms. And sometimes I'm like, what the?
I got into an argument with someone who I used to deal with. I'm called to the planet.
Oh, Venus? That was her name, Venus, not Saturn.
The planet. Like, and the planet, like, was trying to give me some mushroom, like some mushroom. And I just said, she was eating them too. And I'm like,
what kind of mushrooms?
No. Like,
dry? Did they just dry?
No, they were wet. They were regular mushrooms.
Were they like in a sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of nasty play.
And like, the thing is, like, she was eating, I'm like, I don't do
it. Wait, what else was in the sauce? Was it just like sauce and mushrooms?
I don't remember.
Was it like a mushroom sauce?
This is like 3 years
ago. It was like a mushroom sauce.
I don't know, it was mushroom, but physical, actual.
No, I mean, yeah, so she had like a sauce, yeah.
And like,
just mushrooms.
Well, she needs some enough for
mostly.
Probably like the button, the typical ones.
It was. That is like,
forcing you.
like I told her, I don't deal with fungi. And then she went off. I'm like, I don't want to eat this no more because you.
Oh, did you not know that?
So like she had a good setup.
Rostar likes to deal kind of.
Yeah.
Don't eat mushrooms. Well, I heard like, because like when you're vegan, they'll eat like portobello burgers or something, but I'm like, I could never.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to put what I would probably, if I put a mushroom anywhere on a burger, I would put it on top of a burger,
mm-hmm.
of the meat. Why would I just have that? I just might as well just be like, I'm not eating a burger.
I think it was.
Yeah. I guess there's like that fake, like there's that, oh, it's real, I forgot what it's called, real meat. It's not meat, but it looks.
Beyond meat?
I think so. I know they're trying to make some that like, it's like a plant burger, but it's not necessarily tofu.
I know, my friend, every time we hung out, they've always gotten the Impossible Burger.
Yo, Taco has an Impossible every three.
Oh, I heard they're good, are they?
The commercial people say. I think I had one friend try and they said, yeah, I couldn't really tell the difference.
My friend,
friend
that would have been here, he always eats that Impossible stuff. But he's been vegan for a long, long time. So it's always a catch-22 when it comes to what people eat with me because.
Have you ever heard of flexitarian?
I've heard, yeah, what is that? I've heard of it, but I don't know anybody.
Oh, so, because, you know, we're going on this vegetarian thing. I was looking up, I was like, what if I just ate meat occasionally?
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, flexitarian.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
So you eat meat occasionally.
Oh, okay. So kind of like, yeah, whenever you're like, I really, really want this burger.
Yeah, or like, you know, you're like, it's 4th of July, I got to eat these ribs.
Is there like ever a such thing as like a fat vegan, do you think?
A what?
Like a overweight fat vegan? Because I feel like I've never met a vegan that was overweight.
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. The problem is cooking, is the fact that is eating with all the fats in addition to
like carbs.
A diet of carbs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So all those extra fats from like processed foods. There's a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm vegan. Though some people eat like really highly processed stuff. Like when you're eating, when they try to eat to like stuff that is mimicking meat products,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty processed. So you end up getting a lot of oils, a lot of different stuff sometimes if you're not making it yourself.
Yeah, that's because you have to like cook a lot more. Like, I guess, right? If you're vegan, you just have to more stuff or no?
Yeah, but as I look more into it, like, it depends on how you look. If you're looking for food, if you're a foodie, I don't understand why you would ever be like, I'm going vegan.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it looks more like, wow, it might be better for me to eat raw vegetables. Like,
oh, yeah.
Raw stuff, because that's easier to fill up your stomach. But I mean, it depends on how much your caloric needs, really. You can't fill it your stomach up with a bunch of valueless food.
Yeah, you need like that protein.
Yeah,
and like what, like complete protein, right? There's
yeah,
like
I mean, what we find is potatoes work pretty well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, keeping you satisfied. Like people have lost lots of weight with potatoes.
Oh yeah,
the whole year just eating potatoes.
Ooh, I mean, who doesn't like potatoes, right?
It depends how it's made.
You think, or
because I will say this. I know for a fact that CW will not eat a baked potato.
I hate baked potatoes. Childhood trauma.
Oh, no.
For me, I can eat a potato any way. almost, except for mashed potatoes.
I love mashed potatoes.
I cannot do mashed potatoes, and that's because my grandmother used to make them every day.
Oh.
And it's like to the point where if I, mashed potatoes just like the, I love my grandmother to death, but like, I know I cannot eat a mashed potato.
That'll do it. Eat it every day.
So
purple yams are delicious. If you haven't had a purple yam.
I have not had one, but I'm going to seek one out now.
They're good. I mean, there's just like a little more dense. I think it's like a Japanese purple yam, I think. But they're a little more dense, but I don't know.
Okay. This is the third podcast we're talking about meat and vegetables.
I know, right? Wait, hey, got a healthy lifestyle, right?
No, it was a podcast we had someone on, and they both jumped on me about eating my vegetables because I don't really like vegetables. And like, it's a picture that was posted of me eating a carrot. And I'm like, and they said, oh, you're eating your vegetables now. I'm like, I said, no, my favorite one is just carrots. That is the best vegetable in the world, in my opinion.
I actually really like broccoli. I used to love carrots too, but broccoli, you can put in anything. I don't know.
I don't like broccoli.
What?
I don't like green stuff.
Damn.
I don't like green vegetables. I will enjoy every other vegetable almost, but I can't unless it's blended. If you put it in a blender, like, and you get a smoothie, a green smoothie, I can eat that, drink that rather, but I cannot eat it straight up.
I hate, like, if you put celery in a smoothie, ugh, God, so disgusting.
I can eat celery by itself.
Yeah, that's fine. But it gets like...
That's more water-based.
Yeah, but it just gets like the essence of celery throughout your whole smoothie. I think it's disgusting. So gross.
But we actually ended reached the end of the podcast. So please tell the world how to find your excellence.
Okay, so you can go on twitch.tv/Nezba, so N-E-Z-B-A, and then my social media is N-E-Z-B-A-T-T-V for like Instagram and Twitter. So thanks for having me.
Oh, and by the way, I'm glad you were able to change it from two A's to one A.
I know, but for Instagram and Twitter, I can't get Nezba, and it's... pisses me off. Like, a person with one follower is holding my name.
Ransom.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but
real quick, if you want to follow us, we are The Burbank Misfits on Instagram, Burbank Misfits on Facebook, Burbank Misfits on the Twitter. If you want to follow CW, it is Christopher_Willick.
I-E with the I-E, not the Y.
_J on Instagram, CC Fitness LA on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. If you want to follow me, I am Rawstar, R-A-W-S-T-A-R-R, on Twitter and on Instagram, Rawstar Communications on Facebook. Thanks again, Nezba, for joining us.
Of course.
You are, you know, excellent.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.